A word for you from Romans chapter 11 verses 20 and 21. That is true, they were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. The danger for these believing Gentiles was, as Paul makes it very clear to them, that God had rejected his people because they had rejected their Messiah. But he also points out that at any time God can graft them back in, and that it is by grace alone that they had received the grace as Gentiles to be grafted into his tree, into this olive tree. But Paul points out here that yes, they were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith, so do not become proud, but fear. It is a negative thing, of course, to speak of fear in this era, but nevertheless, God says, but fear. Perhaps we should rather say, but tremble, be careful, stand in awe and thankfulness. For as it goes on to say, for if God did not spare the natural branches, in other words, his chosen people Israel, neither will he spare you. In other words, God says, learn the lesson. Don't become haughty. You do not support the root, as it says in verse 18, but the root supports you. Stand fast in that grace, in other words. For God was able to break off those branches, and the lesson for us should be, he can do it again. Yes, even you listening now, if you walk in ways and reject the voice of God time and time again, well, then God's time will come when, as it says in verse 8, God gives them a spirit of stupor, eyes that will not see and ears that will not hear. Don't count on it that at any time you can pray and say, Lord, forgive me, and he will just forgive. Remember that you stand in grace, which means undeserved favor from God. And yes, his own people had received grace, but the time came where God withdrew that grace because they had withdrawn from God himself. Are you standing firm? Are you listening to his voice? Remember that you should fear, for if God do not spare the natural branches, his chosen people, neither will he spare you if you continue in sin.